Watcher, it's Mike Wynn, and it's this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Welcome, and a big band is going to kick off this week's show.
We'll be right back.
from a Shia LP called Palm Lattice Hips, live at the El Morocco in Worcester. And that's just outside Boston. Well, that's the easiest way of locating it. Herb Pomeroy is the leader of the band. This is 1980. And it's 21 long years since Pomeroy's previous album, and 15 before his next one. And Herb Pomeroy is one of the five strong trumpet section. Mike Monahan on piccolo had most of the solo work, although John LaPorta's tenor also features in this 16-piece band. We heard The Great Hat. Pomeroy is best remembered as an educator. He taught at Berkeley for some 41 years. His students included Gary Burden, Alan Broadbent, Toshiko Akiyoshi, Dusko Gojkovic. Not bad for someone who studied dentistry at Harvard. Here's a bluesy version of one of jazz's best-known songs. Yes, of course it was. The Girl from Ipanema, Antonio Carlos Jobim's bossa nova anthem. But never has it sounded as bluesy as this Les McCann 1961 recording for a World Pacific LP called New from the Big City. Obviously that city being New York City. McCann piano, Herbie Lewis bass and Ron Jefferson drums. There's no mention of where in New York City this live recording was made. Or was it in a studio, I wonder? It's Elling Tonia this week, and it's tenor man Ben Webster. Thank you. From a truly outstanding Ben Webster LP called Soulville. It's billed as the Ben Webster Quintet, and it is indeed a five-piece band led by the great tenor player Ben Webster. But it's really Ben Webster plus the then Oscar Peterson Trio plus drummer Stan Levy. The Peterson Trio is, and this is October 57, so I'm sure you know, it's Peterson piano, Ray Brown bass and Herb Ellis guitar. The song was Time on My Hands, Nuff said. Next, this is one of our rare outings to the borders of jazz. Perhaps slightly over the border this time, though. I love this dated BBC sound, and I hope you do too.
Thank you.
No. Stop. You're right. It was certainly a diversion from jazz. It was about as far away as you could possibly get. It sounded so much fun when I first heard it, and I thought, yes, that'll fit perfectly on the show. Sometimes, quite often, you really worry me, Wynne. Goodness, what was I thinking of? Perhaps my excuse is, was I thinking? Wally Stott and his orchestra on a Philips LP called London Pride and the Sounds of London. The front cover shows London Bridge and a lovely photo of Big Ben. We heard, dare I say we enjoyed, the British Grenadiers. Stott was a BBC man through and through, and backed the likes of Marlene Dietrich and Dusty Springfield. He was on the Goon Shows from the start. He wrote the theme for Hancock's Half Hour. But he was never, never a jazz man. No, I really can't explain it other than to hurriedly get back to the real thing. Mm-hmm. Well, we had Ben Webster and the Oscar Peterson Trio and a drummer, so why not spoil you and hopefully compensate for my earlier appalling lack of taste, judgment, sense, overall logic, whatever. That was the other tenor giant, Coleman Hawkins, October 57 with Peterson piano, Ray Brown bass, Herb Ellis guitar and this time Alvin Stoller drums. Hawkins, Hawk the Bean, literally took the saxophone from being a vaudeville joke to its preeminent position as one of the key instruments in jazz, and he did that pretty much single-handedly. He really is that important. That was Ellington's In a Mellotone. This next song's called Mother's Day. Mother's Day, recorded August-September 1979. This Novus LP is under Larry Coryell's name, but there are two other guitarists of note helping him. On the song we've just heard, Mother's Day, it was a duet between Coryell and Joe Beck. The third guitarist, just for your reference, is John Scofield, a guitarist festival, no less. We love the Swedish altoist Arne Domnerus on The Real Enjoyment. Here he is, leading his own big band on Mac the Knife. Thank you. Mack the Knife, surely a contender for best ever song. Kurt Vile's song has been much, much covered, and not always as well as it should be. Ella Fitzgerald's version, of course, is the definitive one, and a great one by Bobby Darin as well, and Louis Armstrong had a hit with it. The version we've just heard is a December 1960 recording by young Arne Domlerus and his big band, and recorded, rather inevitably, in Stockholm. I say young, he was actually 36 years old. He had, of course, been younger. This 18-piece big band is crammed with Sweden's best musos. Next, we have Ken McIntyre making his first appearance on The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. There are quite a few McIntyres in jazz, all unrelated. We heard Ken McIntyre. He later became McCander Ken McIntyre. This New York 63 recorded LP is called Way, Way Out, and it was pre-owned by a Fred Motley, who has signed his name on the back, with a flourish, I might add. McIntyre's another muso from Boston. He played a number of reeded instruments, alto as well as flute, oboe and bass clarinet. Bob Cunningham was on bass, string bass that is, Edgar Bateman drums plus 12 strings under the stewardship of concertmaster Stuart Clark. McIntyre was usually a sideman, but did make over a dozen albums as a leader. That song, his own compo, was called KG, the name of his then three-year-old son. Next up, an atmospheric Bill Frisell number, aptly called Slow Dance. Mm-hmm. Slow Dance, written by Bill Frisell and recorded in 99-2000-ish at O. Henry Sound Studio in Burbank, California. It's never possible to pigeonhole Frisell. There was certainly some country in there, thanks largely to Greg Lice on steel guitar. David Pilch was on bass, Kenny Woolerson on drums. Being a Bill Frisell album, of course, it's very varied. On many tracks, there's an alto, trumpet and trombone front line. Here's a song by Biff Smith. The leader on that song was Biff Smith. He taught English at several universities in the US, lots of them, and also taught music at an equal number of places of learning, including Berkeley. That was his own compo, Hester, It's Time to Go Home, recorded in the other Berkeley, namely California, N91, early 92. Terry Miller, electric bass, Eddie Marshall drums. Biff on piano, I should have said, sorry. I can find no mention of Biff's real name. Maybe it's Biff. But somehow, it's hard to think of Mr. and Mrs. Smith saying, "What a lovely baby, let's call him Biff." But then again, it's a funny world. We'd never have believed Donald Trump could ever be president. This next band called themselves the New York Jazz Quartet. Toes need to be readied for tapping. Thank you. an Elektra LP titled The New York Jazz Quartet Goes Native. Native in this instance meaning using Caribbean and Latin American inspirations. That song, March of the Sugar-Coated Hams, has a Brazilian flavour and two additional drummers to take the quartet up to six in total. The jazz quartet lineup is Herbie Mann on flute and piccolo as well on the first and last choruses on Hams, Matt Matthews accordion, Joe Puma guitar and Whitney Mitchell bass. The additional drummers are Manuel Ramos and Taiji Ito. That was recorded in 57, unsurprisingly, in New York. And by the way, one of the other songs on this LP is titled Oy Vey, Calypso. Next, Wally Stott. No. We've done that joke to death. It's Smoke Gets in Your Eyes. Pete Ruggolo on an MRC original pressing LP, a very crackly old LP, recorded July 56, so yes, it's over 60 years old. It deserves to be a bit wrinkly and old. The LP is called Out on a Limb, and the corny cover photo shows a variety of brass and reeded instruments hanging from the branches of a tree. I'll just tell you a few of the bigger names in the band. Maynard Ferguson, Pete Candoli, Frank Rossellino, Dave Pell, Russ Freeman and Shelley Mann. Ruggolo limiting himself to conduct and, of course, arranging. Smoke Gets in Your Eyes is a Jerome Kern-Otto Harbach combo, and it was written for the 1933 musical Roberta. Here's a terrific Gershwin song, and played quite beautifully. That was simply wonderful. Our Love Is Here to Stay, George Gershwin music, Ira Gershwin lyrics. Written in 38, but it didn't really become popular until the 50s, and it's now a standard. This version, recorded 2003, has Lisa Hilton piano, Reggie McBride bass, Tal Bergman drums. And it's sadly Last One Time, and I've chosen a commercial reprise LP. The LP is called Twisting the Hits, and you can't get more commercial than that. And it's credited to Asing Aki Alion and his Licorice Twisters. Alion is from Trinidad and Tobago and has had a long career acting and singing. He's produced, he's directed, he's composed songs, put on musicals and much more. So he may well be hoping this LP has been long forgotten, but I think it's great fun, and this is one of my all-time fave songs, The Lion Sleeps Tonight. Jim Horn flute, Mike Henderson baritone, Larry Ketchell piano and organ, Mike DC guitar, Bruce Gary drums. And after my disaster with Wally Stott, I promise you this is way, way better. Even if it pushes our jazz boundary, at least it's in a more exciting direction. The Lion Sleeps Tonight. As always, many thanks for joining me, and I really hope you've enjoyed 12 of the 13 songs this week. Sorry, Wally, and I hope you'll risk coming back next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. Until then, please take care. Be well.